Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Good protection against the light rush. On the money to the 40-yard line, right near the sticks for DJ Moore. The officials have him just past it, and it's good enough for a first down. They convert third and long on Williams' first pass.
Nice patience in the pocket. Trust in his protection. And look at DJ Moore. This guy has been phenomenal. How about the season last year that he had over 1,364 yards, 8 touchdowns? Really, it's just been a godsend for the Bears and why they gave an extension.
Adam Amin and Jim Miller on the call on Fox 32 Chicago. Let's talk a little bit of football with a guy who just never seems to get any time off. He's probably already working on the next version of the beast. He is Dane Brugler, NFL draft analyst for The Athletic, who is on Twitter at DP Brugler, and joining us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Dane, how you been?
Good. How's the summer going for you guys?
Pretty good. I mean, the city has just been popping. It hasn't been really that hot here. Like, we've had some like 75 degree days in the city, beautiful day. I know you didn't want me to go that in depth on it, but
oh, I was going to talk about really, the fishing and everything, but as long as you were
no,
it's really been a spectacular summer.
My brother just moved to Chicago this summer, and so he's been telling me how great it's been so far. So hopefully that keeps up for him.
Yeah, come visit and come hang out in the studio. We'd love to have you.
I need to. Yeah, he just took a job with the Cubs, so I need to catch a game, go hang out with you guys. It sounds like a plan.
Yeah, we're the Cubs flagship, so you know, perfect. Everything is everything, and it's good. As you can imagine, Bears fans are very excited about Caleb Williams, and he did wonderfully in his first preseason game, in our opinion. From your learned eye, what did you see?
Whenever we talk about preseason, you know, I think it's important to keep perspective, but Caleb's debut just felt a little bit different, right? I mean, all the weight of being the number one pick overall, all the talk in the offseason, the Justin Fields discourse among the fans and what they should do at quarterback, it just felt like there was a lot of pressure. And Williams, he passed with his first test. Is this just the first test? But he passed it with flying colors. So many plays that you can take away. And I don't even know what the stats were. I know they were good. Those don't matter. It's watching each play, each snap, to see how he performs, how he executes, and just to see if the moment's too big for him. And I think he looked like he belonged right away. And it's, that naked keeper to his right was just a thing of beauty. First, the ball handling, the footwork on that play action, the mobility to run full speed to his right, eyes downfield, the flats taken away. So, okay, there's Cole Kmet open in the corner route. Not having to stop, load up, set, just nothing. He has the velocity in his arm, the body balance where he can fire a seed full stride. It just really, a play like that illustrates what separated him as a prospect and why I think he's going to be a very good NFL quarterback. It's the mobility, the poise, the arm, and the way all three of those things are connected. It's really impressive to watch. And so that's why I think this season we're going to see a lot of boot concepts, designed movements as part of this offense, because you want Caleb to showcase that mobility, the playmaking instincts. That's what makes him special. And so you want to showcase that. So I think we can expect plenty of movement this year from Shane Waldron as he takes over this offense.
So how do you watch some of the early returns on these guys that you spent so many hours putting into the proper order? And you have to make all of those difficult decisions. And with everybody that you talk to, how much do you second guess and how much do you say, oh, well, I hope this guy's better than this guy and I'm right about this and right about that? Or do you have to completely just let that go once the beast comes out?
Yeah, I don't get too hung up on that because, you know, you trust the process, you trust your scouting, and then you know, I think you have to come to grips that where a player is drafted very much determines how they are developed and what kind of player they turn into. And, you know, there are times where on draft night, if I'm, you know, going back and forth between, you know, do I like player A or player B better? And then I decide, okay, I'm going to rank player A higher, but then player B goes to a better situation on draft night. I'm like, okay, well, you know what? He's going to have a better NFL career because of the situation he's going to. All of that stuff matters. And especially at certain positions, you know, your supporting cast, whether that's the coaching, whether, you know, if you're a quarterback, what's your offensive line look like, what your receivers look like. So I try not to get too caught up in specific rankings because I can explain why I have this or that. Now, how things play out, how players are developed, that's certainly something very different. But it is interesting when you watch these guys in preseason, the different trajectories these guys are on. Caleb Williams is ready from day one. He's going to hit the ground running. There'll be mistakes along the way, but he is the guy. Whereas with some of these other quarterbacks, say Drake May, for example, it will be more of a learning process. He wasn't as far along as Caleb was in his development, and he's going to a Patriots offense where you have a brand new coaching staff. You have probably one of the worst wide receiver groups in the league. Offensive line is in flux. So, you know, these situations are all very different, and that context is so important.
I'm glad that you brought that up because Dan and I were having a conversation about the rookies this past weekend, and one of the guys that I brought up I think is such an interesting case to evaluate, and that's the guy that Caleb Williams replaced at Oklahoma, Spencer Rattler, who I think kind of quietly, he developed a lot more than maybe people expected his senior year at South Carolina. I'd love to know what you think about him as far as like a nature versus nurture thing and whether he has an opportunity to win that job in New Orleans at some point.
He certainly has the ability. The way the ball comes off his hand, he's tough. And you know, watching him at South Carolina last year, one of the craziest stats that's in the Beast was he played behind an offensive line that had 10 different combinations throughout 12 games. So their starting five was different in 10 of the 12 games. And it's just, it's hard to, especially in the SEC, it's hard to find any rhythm or timing when you're constantly running for your life. And that's what it was last year in that South Carolina offense. But it was a good way to prepare him for what he's going to see day in, day out in the NFL, where that pass rush is constant and it is unrelenting. So I think that he has the toughness, the mental toughness, and just the pure ability to do it. Now it's all about the development and can he do what's required? The biggest thing with quarterbacks is timing, especially these rookies. You know, NFL speed is very different than college speed. I don't care if you play in the SEC or not. And this goes for any rookie quarterback, Caleb, Spencer Rattler, all these guys. How quickly can you get up to speed to make sure you're playing on schedule? The other part of it is just having the mental toughness to battle through those inevitable mistakes. They're going to happen while you're learning. And, you know, like Peyton Manning, go back to his rookie year. He had 28 interceptions, but those mistakes didn't bury him because he had the mental toughness. You look at a guy like Jalen Hurts, another Oklahoma quarterback. He had a ton of mistakes his first few years in the league. The Eagles were gearing up to draft another quarterback until Jalen had that third year in the league where everything started to click. But it was his mental toughness. That's what separated him because it allowed him to stay focused and ready to learn, even though, you know, he had to persevere with some low times. And so that's the biggest thing. And not to, you know, put another quarterback down, but a guy like Zach Wilson, the lack of confidence that he shows on the field, I think that's the biggest reason why he has struggled to live up to where he was drafted. So a guy like Spencer Rattler, a guy like Caleb, if you try to gauge their mental toughness to overcome those negative plays, that to me is the biggest barometer of, okay, can he find success at the next level?
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Another name is popping in Bears camp right now is defensive end Austin Booker. He was drafted in the fifth round, 144th overall. I guarantee that our guest Dane Brugler isn't surprised at Austin Booker's performance because the grade on him, third round, 78th overall. So the fact that the Bears are like, hey, wait a second, this guy's got a real interesting combination of athletic body traits and instincts, and he's really kind of maybe showing the top ranges of the forecast at this point.
And he's still just 21 years old. I think that was the intrigue with Booker is how young he was. He was a redshirt sophomore, had one career start to his name coming out of college. And so that lack of experience is, okay, you feel like it's an investment. You know, he's not going to hit the ground running. Whatever he gives you as a rookie is great. But the early returns have been very promising. And that's great to see. You know, his combine was a little weird. He showed up. He lost a lot of weight so he could run well at the combine, was down to 240 pounds, and he didn't run well. He ran a 4.79. And so it's like, okay, that's a little curious. He adds the weight back on, good weight. He was up to 253, so 13 pounds heavier at the pro day, and he actually runs faster. And so this is a guy that maybe didn't have some of the check the boxes that you want to see in the pre-draft process, but he has a lot of ability. He was just unrelenting as a pass rusher. And I think what you love most about him was how natural it was to create knockback with his hands. And it's not just strength and power, but it's an understanding of leverage points and how to get underneath blockers, create that knockback, and open up those rush opportunities for you. And so it seemed to come very natural for him. I don't know that he's ever going to be a double-digit sack player in the NFL, but he's going to be an NFL starter at some point. And so for the Bears to get him in the fifth round, you love that value, and it's been really fun to see him catch on pretty quickly.
Dane, we're going to talk with Rome Odunze in about an hour, and I'm fascinated by him because we usually talk about this in terms of quarterbacks, where top 10 quarterbacks are ordinarily not going into good situations because the team is picking in the top 10. And for Caleb Williams, that wasn't the case, and that's pretty cool. With Rome, I think it's even more interesting because a top 10 wide receiver you would think would end up being a team's focal point in the first couple years that they're on a roster. Rome falls into a situation where he's got Keenan Allen and he's got DJ Moore, and he kind of has to earn it if he's going to get playing time and opportunities to show what he can do.
And he was such a perfect fit. Like, I give Ryan Poles a lot of credit because since at the combine, I remember talking to a lot of Bears people and thinking like, okay, what do you need to do to trade up to 6 or 7 to make sure you get one of these receivers, probably Rome Odunze? Like, what do you need to do? And as you can't wait and see if he falls to you at 9. Well, hey, Ryan Poles, he did, and he landed right in his lap. And I think part of that was, I think they were comfortable with their options at 9. I know they did make some calls to trade up, but they didn't want to give up too much considering they didn't have a ton of draft capital. You didn't want to trade future picks, but it worked out so well. And he's going to an opportunity, like, you know, kind of like you set up, that he's not going to be expected to be the number one from day one, but he has that professional skill set already, the professional demeanor where he will be whatever the Bears need him to be. They want to work him out of the slot. He can do that. You want him to be the X on some of these plays. He can do that. He can win one-on-one on the outside. He has a savviness to him when it comes to route running. He's not the most sudden athlete, but he's very controlled. The body control is outstanding with him. The way he plays through contact is big time. So it's those pass-catching instincts and that competitive focus that really stands out. And I think we've seen it just, you know, the little I've seen of him in camp, it seems like he's getting more and more comfortable. And just with that connection, that chemistry that he's building with Caleb, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch throughout this season.
You had Torrey Taylor listed as by a mile the number one punter. And no surprise that he is being viewed that way by the Bears, drafted in the fourth round, pick 122. And I believe that per your projections, as I call them up, you had him as a fourth round projection. How good does he have to be to justify that?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously the special teams positions, kicking, punter, you know, you don't really think of those as high leverage or, you know, the priorities on the roster. But, you know, it, the value of having one that's really, really good is it's something that maybe is taken for granted, but not within an NFL building. And I think the Bears saw the value of what they were missing at the position and what Torrey Taylor can be. He has the power, the boom in his leg that he can, you know, no worries about that. But he also has a really good feel for where to place the ball. And that's something that, especially at a school like Iowa, where they were punting quite often, he had plenty of chances to show off that leg. And so it's a combination of accuracy, power with him. I don't think I had another punter with a grade below seventh round. He was clearly the top guy. And it's one of those things where if you don't get your top guy, all of a sudden you're waiting, you know, seventh round, and you're not really thrilled with your secondary options. So I don't blame the Bears for taking him where they did, but that does put a little bit of pressure on him to live up to being a fourth round punter, as opposed to some of these other players that they could have had in the fourth round, offensive line depth, secondary depth, whatever it may be. So for Taylor, he needs to come in, do his job, and not make many mistakes, which can be a hard ask for rookies, but that's what the expectations will be for him.
How will the new kickoff rule affect how you go about scouting some of these players? And I know this is probably closer to UDFA territory and sixth and seventh rounders, but I'm wondering, will it have any impact at all?
Sure. And I think it's a learning process for all of us, you know, just for coaches, for scouts, for fans. How does this affect the way the game is played? How does strategy play into this? And it will no doubt spill over into the scouting world. And when you look at running backs, do they have, because when you're looking for that fifth receiver, that third running back, do they have special teams experience? You know, do they understand how to play on that side of the ball? That's something that will play into it. The more you can do, the better chance you have of claiming a roster spot. And these new kickoff rules are going to make things really interesting.
Similar question in that regard. We were noting yesterday when we were talking with Adam Amin, the number of teams, including the Bears, that on their starting defense no longer list a strong side linebacker, that nickel corner is the starter. It's not even really nickel defense anymore. That's standard defense, where the anomaly is now that Sam backer. Does that change scouting? If somebody has Sam backer traits, that's not really a full-time job as much as it used to be.
No, I mean, a player who would have been drafted in the second round in 1994, he's now drafted in the sixth, seventh round in 2024 because of the way the game has evolved. And that's why, you know, in scouting, the NFL is constantly evolving. And so you have to evolve with it, with what teams are looking for, the strengths of each certain position. And right now, I'm actually looking at the linebackers for at the college level and kind of ranking those guys and putting down preliminary grades. And it's just, it's amazing. It's a moving target, you know, because every team is looking a little bit differently for what they want. They want guys that can cover. They want guys that can play the run, set an edge, dynamic blitzers. And so the look of today's NFL linebacker is extremely different. And that's something that, you know, you want to be able to mix and match these guys. But this also puts a lot of pressure on safeties. You know, if you're a safety, can you play in the nickel? You know, can, if we switch from nickel to dime, you know, how are we using our formation so our defensive backs, we can mix and match those guys? You know, it's something that is, again, a constant evolution. And for GMs, for scouts, you have to evolve with it to understand, okay, this is what he does in college, but for our defense and what we want to do, he could be a true three-down player, and those that being a true three-down player has more value than ever before because of what teams and defenses are asking of those guys.
Dane, as always, man, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for being on the show and providing us with incredible content.
Anytime. Looking forward to it, guys.